Hello, hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Billy Joe.
Billy Joe Armstrong, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you being here.
No problem. And also, I have two more guys. You got Trey and Mike.
Those were the guys I expected.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today. Do they both have mics? Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Flippin' sweet. Well, we are talking today. We are lucky enough to be joined by Billy Joe Armstrong, Trey Cool, and Mike Durnt. Collectively, you are known as Green Day, and besides the fact that you are charming fellows, we are talking to you today because you are playing our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for being there.
You're welcome.
You're making me feel welcome.
You bet, man. Awesome. Good to be here.
And also, there's a new song, Father of All M***ers.
You're welcome.
Again, we thank you. And there's the Hella Mega Tour with, well, why don't you tell them?
You're welcome. We are going, the Hella Mega Tour, it's Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, and it's going to be the greatest rock show on earth.
It really sounds like it. So, all right, if you had to pick a moment, maybe it was something you saw on TV, maybe it was seeing a show, maybe it was a record or something of that nature, but if you had to pick a moment where you knew music was it, or it had to be it for you, would you know what that was?
Oh, geez. Like, to see something on, like a television show? Gosh.
I think it's a moment. For me, it's like the first time I put on a guitar.
Really?
That's when it connected, you know? Like, it wasn't just watching someone else do it, but it was like, oh, wow, I can do this too.
When was the first time you put on a guitar?
Probably in Billy's living room.
I think for me, like, I don't know if it was the first thing, but something that sticks out is when the Replacements played Saturday Night Live, and I think they were actually banned from ever performing there again after that. So I think that's why I loved it so much.
Ah, interesting. Very good.
Liquid concussions all around.
Why do you think your music has spoken to multiple generations of people? Because, like, here's the thing. When I was a kid growing up, I loved Green Day. I also loved my parents' Beatles and Led Zeppelin records, but those were their records. I know we're going to see this at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, but when I go to a Green Day show, I noticed something pretty specific. I noticed that you guys are just as important to a 16-year-old now as you were to their parents when they were 16. Why is that?
Gosh. what did we say the other day? I think that
the more mature the older and less mature Green Day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're like the... Yeah, I think... for some reason, I think we're still going through puberty. It's like post... pubescent, and three-chord mania kind of thing going on with lots of energy. So, And I guess we still have our hair, so that helps too.
Well done on that. I guess having hair is something that a 16-year-old can relate to.
And several hygiene issues.
It's sort of a magical thing when I've seen parents and kids together at the show. It's just like, I wish I would have had that when I was a child. I wish my dad could have taken me to see Led Zeppelin or could have taken me to see the Beatles. Maybe it's that you're still together. Those guys didn't last as long.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just probably, I mean, for me, I always listen to like high energy punk and garage music and rock and roll, and I think the spirit of what we do is never swayed in any way for just sort of that kind of energy. So I think it's just, you know, if you play music or you play rock and roll music, like sometimes I'll see like someone like with a guitar and it'll be like strapped up to their Adam's apple and they'll be playing like an SG. And they're like singing, like they're trying to sing something that is like gets in touch with their feelings. And I'm like, dude, Angus Young played that goddamn guitar. Like, what the did you really fucking play this thing? Is that why you got into this? Because you're playing a fucking SG. Play the thing like a fucking animal. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to offend people. You're supposed to make people feel bad. Nobody wants to hear about your feeling.
I don't know. I feel like you sing about your feelings occasionally, and I'm very interested to hear.
Because I feel awful.
Why is it a thing that you sling your guitar low. Not you personally. Like, why is it, like, when I first got a guitar, that's what it was, down to my knees, and I couldn't tell you why. I saw people with it up around their necks, and I was like, that is clearly for losers. And my guitar teacher was like, no, this is for better posture, and you'll be able to play better. And I was like, no, that's for losers. It's going down to my freaking knees. Why?
It just kept getting lower and lower and lower. It's kind of like boobs. They just
or balls.
They just keep dropping.
Yeah.
Gravity comes for all things, including your SG, if you're doing it right.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you guys feel when you get off stage?
I feel great. Like, it's like a combination between I like what I did,
mm-hmm.
and I feel very proud of it,
mm-hmm.
and I get to have a beer afterwards. So that's what do you think, Trey?
Yeah, it's a kind of a feeling you can't really duplicate. So without just going to the next town and doing it again.
Well, this is why I can't wait to see you at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, because I can't really think of anything that makes me forget my daily grind, the bills I've got to pay, the little incessant dramas that I've got going on in my life, more than like a Green Day show. And it feels like, to someone in the audience at your shows, that is what you really care about in that moment, making people happy.
Yeah, it's kind of just to break down the barrier between the band and the audience, something that we sort of learned a long time ago. And always, I mean, a lot of the antics and things like that, that we do on stage is almost like making fun of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just sort of creates sort of some joy in the room. And, you know, and then I really like to get in touch with my feeling.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it seems like how you're feeling at the time is like you, Green Day, are going to make the world a better place one city at a time by having people leave your shows happier than when they came in.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, not everybody likes their jobs. It's like, and I just think of, not everybody likes school or like whatever the pressures that they have that they, you know, and people pay money and they come see us play, and we want to make sure that everybody has some form of escapism and has a great time and just walks away with like a great memory, you know, to just like for that one second, they didn't have to think about all the rough shit that you go through. You know what I mean?
Mm. I absolutely know what you mean, because you make me and thousands of people forget that every single night. Before we go, you guys are, of course, returning to our iHeartRadio Music Festival at T-Mobile Arena, September 20th and 21st. And I have to tell you, you guys, last time you were there, created one of the single greatest, most iconic moments in rock and roll or iHeartRadio Music Festival history when there was a certain amount of guitar smashing going on. And that was great, but there was something else about it. What stood out to me was the level of solidarity between the three of you. One guitar came off, something got smashed, and like without even a moment's hesitation or necessarily knowing what was going on, your bandmates immediately were behind you going like, oh, we're doing this? We're doing this. Sorry, bass amp and drum kit, not a good day to be Green Day's gear.
Yeah, that was just me getting in touch with my feelings.
Again, I think your feelings are a lot more valid than you give them credit for being. I was like, this is why these guys have stood the test of time. This is why these guys are still on stage doing it together, having fun and being friends. I was like, look, it is one for all and all for one. We're smashing stuff. Okay, we're smashing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've always had a gang mentality. And I don't know, maybe I just had a hard time with our own set list that day. but like I said, I had a bit of a liquid concussion,
right.
And that's part of the rough stuff you go through being a musician.
Well,
it's fun though.
Well, Green Day gave us one of the greatest moments in rock history last time they played our iHeartRadio Music Festival, so we cannot wait to see what you come up with this time.
Maybe we'll smash other people's their instruments.
Maybe we should strap our instruments up to our Adam's apple and
yes.
Get in touch with our feelings.
And after we smash those instruments, the bands will still be playing.
Yeah, this time you should smash somebody else's equipment. Like, sorry, Hootie and the Blowfish's drum kit and bass cab. Not a good day to be this band's gear.
Why is their music still coming out of this thing?
Yeah.
You guys are the absolute greatest. Thank you so much for making time. You're Green Day. You've got a lot going on. New song, Father of All Mother. It's the Hella Mega Tour with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. And, of course, you're playing our iHeartRadio Music Festival at T-Mobile Arena. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
I love you.
I love you.
I said it.